Hello and welcome to Leadership Lifestyle Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Delpha DiGiacomo, and I'm excited to have you guys here today. I think we're going to have a very interesting conversation. Today, we're going to talk about living your authentic self versus the corporate lifestyle. I know a lot of us tend to have this duality to our work and life where we live our life every day, and then we go to work and we may be a different person at work. Or maybe you're hearing the message at your company, you need to be your most authentic or whole self. We want you to be that. But yet you hear countering arguments like you also need to be a culture fit. Or you may hear, are you working with the right people? Are you a right fit for senior leadership? Are you a right fit to be a manager? Do you fit in the place and team that you're a part of? And yet you need to be your whole self. So let's really talk about that. When we say be your whole self, what does it mean in your personal life versus at work? In your personal life, we tend to be a little freer. We tend to just let our flag fly high, whichever way that flag flies, right? You're being true to yourself, your goals, your values, and you let other people around you know where you stand from that perspective. At work, being your whole self could mean something a little bit different. We tend to hear you need to kind of put your corporate garb on. How is that staying true to your whole self? You hear people say, well, you know, I work at a place where it aligns with my values. And I'm going to ask all of you to really think about this for a second. Sure, core values in a company are very important, but are you really well aligned with those core values? Do those values align with who you are as a person? So I'll give you an example. If a core value is innovation and you are asked to be innovative, but are then restricted in the amount of innovation and ideation that you can have, are you throwing out ideas that are outside the box for the norm in your company and they're not being accepted? If you're that person, then does your value of innovation, which is higher risk taking, align with the value of innovation within your company, which is maybe a little bit more targeted or a little bit more restrictive? I will tell you that aligning with core values is a great thing. And when you find a place that aligns with those, that's important. But I will also tell you that a lot of times you're not going to align 100% with those values. At the same time, I will tell you that what is most important and sustainable for a great career and also a great life is that you represent your whole self. So if you are that person that really is into innovation, you want to push the envelope and you want to throw the ideas out there and you're feeling restrictions and blocks, there are two things you can do to determine whether or not you are in the right place. One is to have a conversation with your boss or with your mentor inside the company and say, hey, I'm throwing these ideas out there. They're getting rejected. And sometimes maybe I'm not even heard when I have these ideas. I believe in the value of innovation. I believe the company believes in the value of innovation. Now, what does that mean for me in this space where maybe I'm not feeling heard? I think those conversations can be very helpful in that when you have them, you'll gain insight into what does that particular core value mean within the organization? Culturally, what's the tolerance for something like risk-taking in innovation? And you can then measure whether or not you're a good fit for that particular value or that particular organization. By no means am I saying that if you're not the best possible fit, you leave. I think there's something when you're thinking about who you are and your whole self and challenging the culture a little bit. From where I sit, I believe that there's value in those folks that are truly and actively their whole selves consistently and may not be the best culture fit. In order for cultures to evolve, they must be challenged. And in order for a culture to be challenged, you must allow people inside your culture to be their whole self, accept them as they are, and then have an ear to for the things that they bring to the table. When you do this, you are allowing for growth of, and development of your culture. When you don't do this, you are, in fact, preserving the culture you have today without an eye for where a company could be in the future. I've also heard a lot of folks talk about, I want to be my whole self. I try to be my whole self, but I also have to mentor with the right people or be sponsored by the right people, and therefore they have to like me. And maybe they don't or wouldn't like my whole self. I think this is a little bit of fear in risk taking. When you think about being your whole self, it is a little bit of a risk. You are being vulnerable in front of others. What you should think about is, are you with the right mentor? A mentor could be somebody that is not exactly like you, that has a different set of values, different proposition, but that is not also going to try to mold and shape you necessarily to fit into the culture. A mentor can be somebody that looks at you and looks at the company culture and helps to determine where you will be the best fit while maintaining your authenticity. Same with a sponsor. A really smart corporate sponsor is somebody that can see the potential in somebody, irrespective of their culture fit, and then help them understand how to maximize that potential while not losing themselves in the culture. What I mean by that is that when you're thinking or become a sponsor for someone, if they're not the best culture fit, the idea of changing them is usually what sparks in us, right? So it's easier to say, hey, you need to shift some things in order for you to fit in better, to create likability, and therefore create those opportunities that maybe give you promotion or movement inside the company. I would argue that if you're an excellent sponsor, you look at where that person's cultural differences lie compared to the company's, and then think about how that person can affect disruption or change in a positive way for the company and get them to those positions. It would be exciting for that person to work on something different, something that motivates them, and something that they can be passionate about while also supporting the company in its growth and development goals. So don't miss the opportunity to really think about sponsorship in a little bit of a different way. Sponsorship as a disruption versus sponsorship to perpetuate the culture, which, you know, in the end, it may need to change. The world is changing around us. We just lived through COVID-19 and the workplace has changed tremendously. So why not think about, instead of maintaining or perpetuating a culture as it is today, think about challenging the culture, shifting it to meet the needs and demands of the workplace for the future. So here's some food for thought. What are you doing today to stay your most authentic self at work and in your life? What does that mean to you? And what changes do you need to make today in order to get to where you want to get to while maintaining your whole self? Do you need to be a change agent? Are you a change agent? Are you willing to take the challenge of being your whole self while also helping the culture shift in your organization? That's it for today, folks. We'll catch you next time. Stay true to yourself and lead your best life.